During the 20-plus years, the University of South Florida has had a football team, one question has hung over the program. Are the Bulls ever going to get an on-campus stadium? As Mark Schreiner reports, the answer may soon be clear.
Calling it the first step in a long process, USF Athletic Director Mark Harlan heralded the findings of a year-long initial feasibility study. The report identified properties in two different zones where an on-campus stadium might work, one on the southwestern side of the Tampa campus, the other on the southeastern side. The proposed stadium would sit between 40 and 50,000 and cost $200 million. And since state funds and tuition can't pay for a stadium, Harlan says identifying potential funding sources is the new priority.
That's really what the next step is all about. It's about the financial, you know, again, the modeling that it would take to get us there and what are the different avenues we would take to get to the numbers that we need to get to.
Harlan adds that even if a stadium were to be approved, the process would take at least 5 to 7 years. USF signed a 6-year deal to continue playing at Raymond James Stadium earlier this year. Mark Schreiner, WUSF 89.7 News.